It is Mother's Day, and you know, honestly, I think that personally, motherhood is a pretty easy profession. Like really, it's what's the big deal? You got to change a couple of diapers, you gotta feed the kids, you put them to bed for their nap, and then you go watch a soap opera, right? It's perfect. And then dad goes out and he just does his job and all that, and so we've got it tough. So you know, I thought that I would be the perfect person here to talk to you about this. I could give you lots of good pointers on how to be a great mother, right? But I'm not going to do that until we watch this video.
Sleep.
Play games. I play tennis with my mom.
How do you know that mommy loves you?
Because she loves my doggy.
Loves your doggy?
Yeah, it's my Steffi doggy.
Because she always likes me, and I always guess. I always guess when she loves me, and because I God told me in my brain.
She takes care of me. She, before I go to school, she hugs me.
How do you guys know that mommy loves you?
She made us.
Birthday presents and Christmas presents. Allowance to my dad, actually.
Because Jesus made us.
What is something that mommy always says to you?
She tells me to bring stuff for her. Jesus made it.
She always says, she always liked me so much, and she always loves me.
You're grounded.
Get off your tablet.
This is Silas. What is something that mommy always says to you?
She loves me.
She says, don't be afraid.
She always tells me some jokes.
She tickles my armpit.
If you could give mommy anything, what would it be?
A car.
What kind of car?
Well, I need a box, but she already has one. She got that for her birthday.
Get my mom $1 million.
How many dollars?
$1 million.
$1 million.
You know, honestly, I'm glad that I'm not a mom, because to be honest with you, we get it wrong, guys. Let's just be honest. We get it wrong. So I could give a lot of advice here this morning, but chances are it probably would be the wrong advice. So I decided this morning that we really need to get some life lessons, not from a guy. I'm glad I'm not a mom. I'm glad I'm not a girl. I'm glad God made me the way I am. But I think we can get some life lessons from some real moms. So what I decided to do this morning, or what did we decide to do this morning, was to get a couple of moms and a potential mom-to-be to come up and join me this morning. And we're gonna go through some stuff here this morning. So if I can get, and you know what? They happen to be related to me. So this could get interesting, just saying. So I'm gonna ask my mother-in-law, my wife, and my daughter to join me up here at this time. Can I sit there? Because I gotta get close to it. I get into so much trouble from Patricia, it's unbelievable. Because of some of, yeah, okay, because I say things. All right, well, I want to start by asking you to introduce yourself. By the way, my mom didn't dress me this morning. I put the wrong socks on, so I'll try to keep my... how about we start here? To introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been a mom. You got to turn that on, yeah.
Well, is it on?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Michelle's mom here, and I've been a mom for...
Just a minute. Rodney, are we good? Oh, there it is. Okay.
And I've been a mom for this long.
That's a good answer. That's a great answer.
And what a privilege, blessed to have Michelle as our firstborn. And we thank the Lord for her life.
Okay. Well, let's go to this wonderful young lady at the end. Who are you? And tell us how long you've been a mom.
I am her daughter and her mother. And I've been...
Whoa. There's some relationship here.
And your wife.
Thank you. Thank you.
I forgot to say that you are my son-in-law.
Thank you.
My dear son-in-law.
Aw.
I have to get on your good side.
Thank you.
And I have been a mother this long. I've been a mother 25 years and loving it. Love it. That was my heart's desire, is to be a mom.
Aw. So introduce yourself.
My name is Patricia. I am the daughter of these two. The granddaughter of this one. I have not been a mom.
Thank the Lord.
So thank you, yes. Jesus.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so one thing, let's start with Trish. One thing people might not know about you.
Not know about you. I like to organize. My mom believe that, but I actually do enjoy organizing. Maybe not like my room as much, but I like to organize.
True. Okay. One thing about you that people might not know, dear.
I am very claustrophobic. I will not get into the church elevator ever. Tried to face my fears and getting into some elevators as long as I'm not alone. And I will never go caving.
Okay. One thing people might not know about you.
I love people. I love to be with people. And I like to share with people. And I love having a family. And above everything else, I love God.
Amen. Amen.
I love God. He is a good father, the best father.
Amen. 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 Most afraid of as a child. What were you most afraid of, Trish?
The dark.
Okay.
Actually, it's thunderstorms. When we grew up in Germany post-war, if there was a thunderstorm coming up and a strong wind, the windows would rattle. And what we would do, we'd just run to Mom. Run to Mom. And it was always so wonderful that she would share with us and sit down, and we would all be around her. There were seven of us. And she would start to sing. She would sing, "No, never alone. No, never alone. Jesus, you are always with us." And that would just calm our fears.
Amen.
And that went with me to this day. I remember her sitting with us at home, the children all around her, and she would be singing, and then she would pray with us.
Amen.
And our fears were calmed, and the storm was over.
Right on. Dear, what about you?
I was trying to think, what was I really afraid of? And I think, I guess, the dark. A lot of kids are afraid of the dark. And I remember spiders, because growing up in Brazil, they're not just your little, tiny, little ones. They're big ones. And mom taught us to just right away kill them. Don't let them run away. But I was scared of them.
You would kill them. Okay, Scripture tells us, in Psalm 127:3, children are God's gift. They're a heaven generous reward. What I did is I got a couple of pictures here of these ladies being children. Now, I'm not sure which one is you there.
The one beside the baby.
Okay, so you're not the baby, okay. Okay, a couple of years later, there you be. Okay, I'm wondering if you could guess which one is Michelle.
The fat one.
No, it's just not the baby, it's the other one. And this is her a little later on. And this one here, yeah, this is this would be Patricia. And this is her a little bit later on.
Aww.
See, you didn't do that for Michelle. How come?
Because I'm cuter.
Yeah, yeah. So what I did is I looked at this picture, and I looked at the picture of Michelle. And if you look at the two, there's except for the hair, you know, there's pretty... So, okay, later on in life, now this is you coming over from Germany, okay, 1956?
1956.
Which one is her? Come on, folks, which one? Well, it's not the boys, I mean, let's just be honest. And this would be, of course, Michelle with her siblings in the day, and then in the day, Patricia, when she was quiet. And this is back to Michelle. Okay, back to the verse. Children are a gift from God. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever felt they were not a gift from God? And how did you handle them at the time?
Well, when you had to get up during the night, several times during the night, when someone called Mom or was crying, and you'd go there and you'd quiet them. Everything's okay. Everything is okay. Mommy's here. And I'd go back to the room, to bed, trying, falling asleep again. And there, Mom, another one crying. Because we had five children. And you'd go there. And then in the morning you'd think, was it worth going to bed? But all those were very precious moments when you could just lay your hand upon their little chest and say, everything's okay. You're not alone. Everything's okay. Mommy's here. And above all, Jesus is watching over you.
Amen. How about it, dear? Anytime?
Patricia was actually my easiest one. And Lucas a little bit. Then there came Katrina. Anybody knows Katrina? But yeah, they were always a gift to me. I always enjoyed every season that we went through with our kids. Always loved them and truly saw them as a gift.
All right. It says in Ephesians, by the way, there was Katrina. That's typical Katrina right there. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy life on the earth. Patricia, let me ask you. When was it the hardest to obey your mother?
All the time. Every day. Probably when I was like late teenagers, when I had to like come home at a certain time.
Yeah, before 3 a.m.
Yeah. When you wouldn't let me use my phone when I went to bed, when I had to only text just a certain amount of texts. That was probably the hardest.
Okay. Okay, how about it, dear? Your mother is sitting here, but when was it hardest to obey your mother?
I think I was always very obedient.
Most of the time, yes.
The one time I know, Mom was always very calm. Mom, you never saw Mom angry. But a couple of times I remember pushing my mom's buttons. And one time is we had to wear uniforms to school. And we had to change out of, especially we had these white lab coats. And the rule was as soon as you got home, you had to get out of your uniform. And one day I'm like, I didn't want to. And Mom goes, go change. I says, I hate these stupid uniforms. I don't care. And I got my mother very angry. And I think that was the only time and I learned my lesson.
Did you ever have a time it was hard to be your mom?
With Michelle?
No, with your mother. Did you ever have a hard time?
Well, you know, we were raised in a different time. I think there was, you just respected. Mm-hmm. You just respected what your mom said. And if not, you got to hear from your dad then.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, eh? How come it is that way? Dad comes, just wait till dad gets home. We're always a bad guy, right? But you know what? We only raised three kids, and the youngest one made Michelle go to this direction in her life. But anyway.
Thank you.
Let's talk about spiritual life. How did you grow your spiritual life as a mom? How did you grow up? Now, you had five kids. What did you do to find time for God and so forth?
You know, I found the day was so filled up with, you were always busy, always busy. And especially there in Brazil, you had people knocking at the door, or like we had an open door system anyway. They'd come walking in and taking some of your time. And I found it very hard during the day to find the quiet time. Although we always had devotions. But during the devotions, you keep your eye on the kids sometimes and don't pay attention. But I got to the point where I just says, Lord, Holy Spirit, you wake me up. Wake me up early in the morning so I can seek your face, so I can be the mother that these children need in a time like this, and that I can also be there for my husband at a time like this. And it happened. He would wake me up early in the morning where I could go and be just quiet before the Lord and just seek Him and pray. And the strength came that you made it through the day with His help.
Amen.
And it's just wonderful to know you're never, never alone in any situation. And He gives you the love, the grace, and the wisdom that we need, because each child is so different. Like Michelle was always a happy-go-lucky one. She was always always having fun. She was always singing. But then the next one was more quiet, more sensitive. And then soon, of course, there was a boy coming along, and you know how important a son is to the father.
Hallelujah.
And to the mother, too. Because I do have a very, very special bond with our oldest son. And all of them are so unique, so special. But the Lord was so good that He gave the needed health. I was always healthy, and I thank Him for that. And also the joy of just having the house full. It was always fun. And where there are a lot of a big bunch, you get more coming. They bring their friends. And it was always fun. It was a lot of fun, a lot of joy to have them all close. You knew where they were. And you were able to share with them at the right time as well, when they needed correction, but also at a time when they were sad. And you could give them that special hug. And especially, you know, in Brazil, we hug a lot, and those hugs, they stay with me to this day.
Amen.
And yes, it was a wonderful time having all the children with us. And they went with us wherever we went. They were with us. And they never complained. We'd be gone Sunday morning to a service, drive out to a service Sunday afternoon, and still go to an evening service. And it was fun. We never heard them complain. It was always a wonderful time, a happy time, and above everything else, a blessed time, and a learning time as well. And they're all outgoing children, and we see the results. They're all serving the Lord.
Amen.
They're
Amen.
All serving the Lord. So it's awesome. A blessing. It's a blessing to be in ministry with your children, with you, and seeing them active nowadays.
Amen. So, dear, how about it? How did you spend time, find time with kids?
When the kids were small, I had the privilege of being a stay-at-home mom, and I really enjoyed that. And as soon as they were all off to school, I would come back and have my cup of coffee and my breakfast and sit at my kitchen table and have that time with God. And I really cherished those moments.
Trish, you're a daughter, but how do you spend time? How did you spend, or how do you spend time with God even to this day?
Well, a lot is my piano at home, like playing worship songs. Like in the evenings, I'll like read my Bible and do devotion. I'll like talk to God about like everything, so that helps.
Cool. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13 says, As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. And I'm wondering, how has God comforted you through your challenges? Dear, how about it? How has God comforted you through challenges?
He's just been there. He's just been there, and every time I cry out to him, and he just gives you that peace and that strength. And if it's through a song, I love worship music. So many times when I was down or am down, I just put worship music on. And that's how God gives me the strength that I need.
Okay. Trish, what about it?
Like the same way. He'll like speak to me through like a worship song, and like there'll be like a line in there that will like stand out and be like exactly what I need to hear in that moment. Or he's just like there to listen to me while I rant to him about the things that I'm going through. Okay. And comforts me.
Well, for me, it was mainly the Word. The Word was a great comfort to me. And good devotional books, and talking to God. Yeah. Talking that, you know, you can talk to him all day long. His throne room is always open. He will always receive you. And yeah, that's an ongoing affair for me. It's all day long. And God is so unique how he comforts us. Like with my husband Wally in the hospital, when I would drive in the mornings to the hospital, I always had to drive past a church. It's a Presbyterian church there in Chilliwack. And I'd driven past that church I don't know how many times. But that one day when I was, how shall I say, I was fearful of what was going on in his body. As I drove past that Presbyterian church, they have a sign at the front. And as I came closer, the verse they had written on there just jumped out at me. And it said, "Lo, I am with you. Fear not."
Amen.
And I laughed like inside of me. There was such joy, and I started to praise the Lord. So by the time I got to the hospital, there was just thanksgiving and praise, knowing his word is so powerful. And God uses his word to comfort us and strengthen us and all the time. All the time, for every need. And that just strengthened me, especially during this time as that we are going through. It's his word. And we have like our devotions together in the morning, and the word is always just the right word. And we share communion together. That has been such a blessing in our lives these last years here in Canada, that we have communion every morning as a couple. And there's such a bond that grows with it. And we pray for our children. We bless our children, their spouses. We pray for our grandchildren, their future spouses, and the work of the Lord. And it's been just such a bond for the two of us now that we are alone around the table. And I thank God for the comfort of His Word, which the Holy Spirit uses and ministers to us at the right time.
Amen, amen, amen. Pray for your grandkids and their spouses. Hallelujah. Let's talk about discipline for a second. This is Clearwater. Yeah, this is my wife in prison. I won't talk about what happened in that situation there. And that's Patricia with the police cap on. What did you learn about discipline and correction as you parented multiple children? What are some of the things that helped you along? Let's talk with Michelle.
I think having three children, and everybody's is so unique. You know that in your own children, they're all so unique in how they are. So you just have to discipline them differently, and you just deal with them differently as their personality, as they.
Yeah. Well, having five, tell you, each one really is different. Michelle was always kind of strong-willed. She knew what she wanted, and she went after it.
Amen.
So.
Amen. Yes, I agree with you, Mike.
But, you know, she has a tender heart. And if you would talk to her and explain to her, there's certain things you can't do, there's certain things you can't go to, and certain things you can't, or certain people that you just can't hang out with too much. And then she understood.
It took a while for her to, with me, you know, people you can't hang out with and not.
But then the second one was very soft-hearted. And, of course, she wasn't perfect. And if she did do something, and her dad kind of looked at her in a stern way, and he didn't even have to say much, but the tears would come in her eyes right away. She was very tender-hearted, and to this day, she is. Then, of course, the boy came along, and now he was the prince in the house that, you know, he took advantage of that and of his sisters too. But, you know, they had a funny, neat game that they played. They loved to play church. They'd be in church so much, and it still was their favorite game to play church. So I just remember that. I think Michelle had to do the singing, and actually the two sisters did sing together even in church when they were small. And I think Barb had to take the offering, and Jeff would always be the preacher, and he would make sure he always laid hands on his sisters and prayed.
In more ways than one, actually.
No, actually, it was really laying hands, and he prayed. And he prayed for them. And then, of course, then we had Simone, which she was also more tender-hearted. Now I had help already with raising her. She was a good second mother. And she had to do a lot of babysitting, too, and be there. And you know, her siblings, they all respected her. It kind of.
Well, when you were looking, when you were not around, it was different.
Well, she knows best, but it seems she always told us everything went well, and she was in control. And then after came the baby, and Michelle kind of took care of him. She had, like in church there in Brazil, we had no, we just had benches, just the boards. And you'd have to sit holding the baby, you know, without any support. And she would be there helping. She would have the baby, and I would have Simone, who was a little bit bigger, or vice versa. And she was such a big help to me during that time. And I thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Right on. I don't think there's much you can add to that, dear Trish. Let's talk instruction a little bit. This is Michelle's first driving lesson. She learned from you back then, Dad. There's a few things she still has to work on. Maybe we can have a little bit of a chat later on. But anyway, how did you teach your children about God? And what do you recommend?
Well, we breathe God, kind of. We do. He is our very breath, which comes from Him. And it was just a normal thing in the morning, you know, when you get the children out of bed, and it was just knowing that God is here. Yeah. This is Jesus loves you. God loves you, and then we would always pray together. We would pray before they would go to school and bless them that they would be good students, but also obedient students. Mm. And then around when we would sit down to eat, no one would dare start eating without thanking God for the food. They all knew that, and to this day, this has stayed with them. And then we had family devotions. That was always very, very important to us, to be together as a family, to read God's word, and each one had to pray, and we would always sing together. There was always a lot of music in our home. And we would bless them when they left for school. Now, we had three shifts. Michelle was the early shift. She had to leave for school at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then she would come home at lunchtime. The next shift was from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So the day was really busy for Mom, back and forth with these children. And there they always got a lot of homework, which nowadays I don't think it happens that much.
It's too easy nowadays in school.
It's too easy nowadays. And they were always very, very involved in church. So they were breathing the word of God into their very being. And we had the children's Bible. Each one, once they knew how to read, they got their own Bible. And all were encouraged to have their own devotions, to read the Bible. And of course, they were always with us, so they were always in church. No one ever wanted to stay home. They were always with us in the services, whatever the service was, prayer or Bible study, every service they were with us. And as soon as they were able to teach a Sunday school, then they were already helping teaching the children. Yeah. So we were very blessed. They were all involved in the work in the church.
Amen. Amen. How about it, dear? The question is, how do you teach your children about God, and what do you recommend?
Just going back to a couple of things that Mom said, it is true. For us, it was church. It was, I remember sleeping under benches, and it wasn't a hard thing to do. It was life for us, and we loved it. We didn't know any different, and yet we enjoyed it. Like I think, like Mom said, none of us complained. None of us fought that. And for our kids, I think the same, being pastor's kids also, they were brought up in the church. Church was our life, even as young parents. And Patricia West was a youth pastor, and Patricia would come with us to youth services, and I'd have the playpen, and I'd have the high chair if she needed to be fed, and that was just life. But family devotion was always very important for us as well. As we head into the teenagers, it became a little bit harder, a little bit more, they didn't really want to sit as long, or they couldn't wait with it, if it was a sibling who had to read that day. So they would fight it a little bit more. But as long as we could, we did family devotions. And just kids club the kids were involved in, and just church life, and any questions the kids had, even about God, we were always ready to answer. And
yeah, it'd be a tough thing, because I said to my kids, there is not a question you cannot answer me.
Ask me.
And that kind of gave Michelle a few gray hairs, because I'd answer anything.
They
and Katrina, she has some interesting questions. We'll just leave it there. Here's what it says in Proverbs 22:6. Train a child in the way he should go, or she should go, and when he is or she is old, they will not leave or turn away from it. So, Patricia, what is one thing Mom has passed on to you that you're so grateful for?
I think the importance of family and, like, spending time, especially with, like, grandparents, and just appreciating, like, the family that you have while they're here.
Okay. Anything for you, dear?
See, the
one thing that Mom has passed on to you that you're grateful for?
I think, too, the importance of family and just her faith, that's passed on to me, that she showed me how to walk in that faith, to walk the walk, so to speak, and that encouraged me to seek my own walk with God and hang on to that, and family time. And even though, like Mom said, life was hectic as a missionaries and pastors, and like Mom said, you know, life was church, but we had fun times. We did have, like, we had family vacations, and we had games night, or we would have special. Saturday was always a very special meal. Like, Mom would make homemade French fries, and so those, because we always had special times. So I look back to, even though ministry life was busy, I look back to fond memories as a family, and I think that's what Mom passed on.
So, back to Patricia, what do you wish she could have been more intentional on passing on to you?
Your Portuguese and your German.
Language.
So mad she didn't teach me.
You're not bitter or anything, are you?
No, not at all.
How about it, dear? Anything that you wish could have been passed on?
I don't like anything. I wish that Mom had done more. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything that Mom could do and did do, I was always very grateful. And her teaching and her time, and there is nothing that I wish she had done.
Okay, for the sake of time, let's just bring this into a little bit of a landing here this morning. Family routines, traditions, anything, traditions that you built as a family that you've kept through the years that you would encourage other people to be involved in as well.
Well, we had special occasions like Easter. They always had their Easter, the egg hunt. And then, of course, Christmas Eve, where we were all together as a family and we had fondue. And that keeps going to this day. We keep on doing it with all 24 of us. We do still continue doing that. And the holidays, yes, the fun times, and just being around the table and sharing after a meal. And of course, with the girls, we would have our coffee together and just catch up on.
We still love them, even if they had the coffee thing.
And we still love it to this day. And we're just so thankful God has blessed our family more than we can even imagine.
Amen.
He is such a good father, and he is such a loving father, and it's just wonderful. And I always want to mention that we had the orphanage, and we would receive a lot of clothing parcels from the churches here in Canada. And you know, our children always loved to help open those parcels. Always. Yes, they loved it. It was a lot of work, but a lot of fun. And we'd laugh, and they'd try on clothing, and yeah, it was a fun time. And we were so blessed. We were so blessed. We never needed to buy clothes while we were in Brazil. It was always provided for us. And here I want to thank, there's Walda. Walda, I almost called her Schellert, but it isn't. Scheibner. She was instrumental in starting the WM and all that, those parcels that were sent out. Yeah. You just blessed us so much in providing for us, but also the fun times, and then handing them out to people that blessed us so much as we handed it out and were able to bless others, pass it on to others. So thank you very much, ladies, that still work with ministry like that.
Right on. Tricia, what about you? Any traditions that you love at the fam?
Well, camping every summer. It's always fun. I think it's nice to like have dinner together, like have dinner like together all the time.
Okay.
So it's cool. Nice.
I forgot to mention one tradition. We always get together for every birthday. Usually once a month we're together celebrating the birthdays of that month. And that's always a fun time too. We love being together. And many times it's at Wes's and Michelle's home. They're always willing to host the whole bunch. So thank you. Thank you so much for your open hearts.
Amen. Couple closing pictures here. If you remember this, one of our traditions is cutting down the Christmas tree every year. Let's end it off by talking about perspective. Looking back, what is one thing you're glad you did together as with the kids or as a family? What's one thing we talked about traditions a little bit, but dear, what about it? Something you're glad you did. And if maybe you can just add, is there something you wish someone had told you as you began your motherly journey? Was there anything that you wish you would have been told? Let's capitalize on that one.
First?
Yeah.
Actually, I was thinking back of when we were first parents and Patricia was just going to be born. Somebody actually said to me, oh, she gave me actually a very negative impression of motherhood. And I refused to accept that. I says, no, I know life is going to change, but I'm not going to accept the negative that you're telling me. I'm not going to receive that. Mm. And so other than that, I think I don't think there's anything you can tell anybody but except to enjoy the season with every child. You can tell them, you know, some people say, oh, woe, the two-year-olds, the terrible twos, or people will say, oh, when the teenagers comes. But I think don't accept that, because every child is different, every season is different, and I learned to enjoy every season with my children, from when they were babies, now they're adults, and it's a completely different journey. And even to the challenging teenage years, just learning to enjoy the moment with them, enjoy the little moments with them. And even with our son, when he completely turned away from God, and it was very heartbreaking to me. And our moments wouldn't always be so fun. There would be a lot of, he was a very angry grade 10 or 16-year-old. And I would say, God, just give me a fun moment with him. I'm tired of always just this angry child. And God gave me a couple of moments of laughter. Remember that? It was something very silly. But he was on the couch, and I don't know, something, and we started giggling, and God says, that's your moment. And I said, thank you. So just enjoy the moments with your children, no matter what age they are, from when they're little till they're adults, and still enjoying them. And fun times that we did as a family that was very important to us was every Friday night, that was a family night for us, and I enjoyed that. We did camping together, and we would do as much as we could, just spend time as a family, and I enjoyed every minute with them.
Anything, Patricia, that you would like to add? Things that you learned, things that you'd pass on, things that you...
You mean like the specific question that you want me to
ask? Well, the last one was glad things that you learned, something that you saw at home that you'd like to see passed on, or something that you wish you... Someday you'll use, sure. Put you on the spot. That's excellent.
I wasn't getting on the list to think of an answer.
Okay, I'll let you think of the answer. Anything for you, Mom?
Like Michelle already said, that every phase in a child's life is very, very special. And the input that we have, the imprint we leave on their lives, that's so important. And what I really wanted to leave in their hearts was just love. Loving them to love God.
Mm.
And taking the time to be with them, to pray with them around the altar. Those were such blessed times. And also, like when we had our time, when we went, we were just together with the family in the car. It was, we had cassettes. We would sing all the way to church. And those were memorable times together, and make time, yes, make time just for family time.
Mm.
That we always appreciate. We would go on holidays and be away from any commitments with the church as such, or the orphanage as such, but just with your children. And those memories, yes, they go with them for all the rest of their lives. And again, then we had more time to have fun and to make it very special for them. And the time also, we had more time to have devotions. And it was so good to know that the neighbors they were waiting for us to sing. They loved to hear the family sing, and they would comment about it every day to us. Thank you for singing. Thank you for sharing. And that also remained with the children.
Mm.
The fun, yes. The work, they all had their chores. They all had to help. I never had to clear away dishes at lunchtime. Michelle and Barb they knew they were going to do it, and they never complained about it. We would have company many times in the house, and they were so surprised that I didn't have to get up from the table and to clear the table or put away things. I had two very efficient girls that are always ready to do it, and you were a real blessing. As an oldest child, I know you had to go through, I had to learn a lot, but you were very, very good in teaching me and starting out as a mother. It's a learning process, and that goes on until you die, I think.
Amen.
Even now, we share special moments together when we do get together, and it's that close relationship that a mother has with a child. It's a bond. It's a bond for life, and it's very, very strong. And it's so wonderful that we also have a bond, a strong bond like that with our Father in heaven.
Amen. Amen.
And that is so encouraging. He's always there with you. He's there to help you in every situation. He's there to lead you and to give you the wisdom how to deal with that situation. And he always comes through for us.
Amen.
Always.
Praise
I'm just
God.
So thankful to be a mother, this blessing, a mother of 5 children and now 13 grandchildren. It's a wonderful time.
Amen.
A
Amen.
Blessed time.
Amen. 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 Yeah. Anything, Tricia, you would want to add? What's that? I didn't hear that.
It's just I don't know what you can add after all that. You know?
Well, I want to thank these ladies for joining us. I had a couple pictures here at the end. That's the kids when they're young. As I said, Katrina, typical Katrina, back with my Michelle's parents and the three of their kids. So I want to thank them for being here this morning and helping me out. I've asked Pastor Nicole to join me here. We're gonna pray a blessing over them, but we do want to give you a little something. Thank you, folks. I know we talked about Mother's Day, but I hope you can glean something from this for your own life. Even if you're a dad, there are things that we can learn from from here today as well. So I'm going to ask you ladies to stand. Can we all stand together? And I'm going to ask Pastor Nicole to pray for these ladies. And then we're just going to close off in a word of prayer here this morning.
Join me, church. Thank you, Lord, so much for these ladies and for the tales that they have lived to tell, the blessings that they have lived through, the hardships, the things that even may still come. But Lord, we know that you have blessed them because, and you've united them because they love the Lord, because they serve you. And so Lord, thank you for being able to hear the goodness of God in their life, to hear about where they have come from, what they have gone through. And Lord, I pray that this would be a blessing to us to be able to take some of these lessons learned and to apply them in our families. Lord, what are those things that we need to maybe start doing with our own families? And may that be a blessing to us. Holy Spirit, thank you for speaking to us today. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would bless each lady who is here. Thank you, Lord, for our speakers. We pray that you would go with them and ahead of them. We pray for your blessing upon this day. May it be a wonderful family day. And in all, Lord, help us to remember that we are all God's children, knit and formed together by you. And we thank you for that. And so, Lord, thank you for this day. May you bless it in Jesus' name. And all God's children said,
amen, 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 amen. Thank you, folks, so much for coming. Ladies, we have something special for you as you go out, and the ushers are back there making sure you get that. God bless you. Take some time this afternoon with your spouse, with your girls, with your mother, hopefully, and enjoy that together. God bless. Thank you.